This is All Things Considered on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Hiplin. We're saddened to report today that longtime KUAR and KLRE host Ann Nicholson has died. She, for decades, hosted Art Scene here on KUAR and KLRE between 1985 and 2019. Joining me to help reflect on Ann and her life is J. Bradley Minnick, host of Arts and Letters. And Brad, you were good friends with her. Where do we start as we pay tribute to the incredible personality that was Ann Nicholson?
Yeah, Ann was just such a force, Michael. I was most impressed with her tenacity and perseverance. Every week, almost every day, would come into the studio, and we both shared a studio in the back, and she would work tirelessly on each episode for each week. And I was also really taken by her breadth of knowledge with culture and the arts, as well as her national standing. I mean, she had just amazingly well-known artists, writers, painters, musicians on her show. Everyone from James Earl Jones to Nikki Giovanni, the poet, from Hillary Clinton to Betty Bumpers. So there was a wide breadth, and she really, I think, captured and archived the culture in Arkansas.
With the very proper British accent, she really stuck out on the air. And if you weren't paying close attention, it was easy to think this was a national host from NPR.
Yeah, she had such a distinctive voice and an interesting way of asking questions. I really studied early on the way she asked questions. And one thing that she did that was just a really nice way to think about helping her guests find their way into an interview was she'd tell little stories or little bits about herself. And she'd intersperse them into the videos. It wasn't just a plain video. What was the book that, or a plain interview? What was the book that you wrote? It was a little bit about her and her personality in relation to what she thought about that book or that piece of music or that piece of art.
And we've got an interview that our late general manager Ben Fry recorded with Ann in one of the StoryCorps trailers when StoryCorps was here in 2012. Really a sweet interview there between two people who were more than co-workers, but friends. Why don't we play just one clip about how she came to do the show here on KUAR and KLRE.
When KLRE moved on campus with KUAR, the dean at that time was Lloyd Benjamin, and he said he wanted a program at a regular time each week on the arts in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And he wanted me to do it.
Yes.
So that's how I did.
And thus his history is born.
Or whatever.
<Let's> see. Or whatever.
Or whatever. That epitomizes her sense of humor and just her take on life. Interesting. Fine. Background, too, and you really hear her discuss this in great detail on that StoryCorps interview, but was born in what was then part of India. Later, that area became part of Pakistan and really traveled around the world, was well-educated, and you got to know her very well over the years. What sticks out to you?
I think she was just so well versed. You're right. She lived in India, England, Canada, multiple places in the United States, Dayton, Little Rock, a variety of places. And I just, her breadth of knowledge and understanding was just unparalleled. The other thing that really stands out to me, and it's interesting, I got to talk to her so much. One of the things that we had in common was how much she loved words. She loved to read. And she talks often about reading and language And it's so clear in her interviews and her knowledge about language. And she just brings that out in her guests and through her own words.
Again, we're talking about Ann Nicholson, the former host of Art Scene here on KUAR, who passed away yesterday. Let's play another clip here with Ann and Ben Fry. Here she talks about her style of interviewing and people that she spoke with.
Well, I look back and we've got the same format, but I've got more ambitious with the people that I have and the way that I try to put the program together to appeal to the whole state rather than just the immediate central Arkansas, which doesn't go as far as I'd like it to, but it seems to reach me because this is a state that's very much a family. There are people who live here or who pass through to somewhere else if they hear something that I've got on the program. They seem to be able to take interest in it and take mm-hmm. advantage of it. And it's been wonderful. I've met some marvelous people.
I was going to say, you've gotten to talk to just some amazing people
yeah.
over the years.
Yeah.
You know, what would be your highlights of folks that you've gotten to talk
I with? Don't know. I've been asked that before, and I've had so many. When you realize that once a week, two interviews each week, regular interviews with people from the symphony and the rep and the mm-hmm. runs of past seasons, etc. But they're all interesting.
Visiting artists
yes.
and authors.
Yes. And phone interviews with the great and the good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very gratifying to be able to do that. You know, to be hugged by James Earl Jones.
That's a guy that can hug, I bet.
Yes, because he'd done an interview to when David Itkin had those Black History Month
right.
concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's. I mean, these are people that I'd never get to talk to otherwise, that I can enjoy having some conversation. And with James Earl Jones, we talked about the South African playwright that he had done such good work with.
Mm-hmm.
And so we weren't talking about his own career or what might have been traditional questions. You
mm-hmm.
know. But it's been fun.
Ann Nicholson talking with the late Ben Fry. Ann passed away on Sunday. With me is J. Bradley Minnick, host of Arts and Letters. Finally, Brad, what do you think her legacy will be to the arts community, or for that matter, the radio stations?
Well, both. So two things, Michael, I think. First, she had been doing shows since 1985, and we were trying to figure out a little bit how many shows she had done. But if you can imagine just doing the math, she did four shows a month over 9 month stretches from 1985 on. And she also worked a lot in the summer. She would create a variety of shows. She'd often go to London and spend time there, but she would create these shows in the summer so that she could play them over the summer. And often there were more than one guest on her show. There were many. So I think just the sheer number of shows that she's done has just been amazing. For me personally, and she was able to interview us early on, she was so enthusiastic about the work that other people were doing. And I'm just, you know, so saddened that we've lost just a treasure, I think, in Arkansas. Someone who's captured the arts, but beyond that, for me, she's just was quite a lady. And I have no words for how sad I am.
Yeah, and a tiny woman physically,
but of course,
but a huge force. What a personality when she walked into the room. And even as her health declined over the years, she still did whatever she had to get in the building, to be up here, and to get that show together.
You know, that's so well said. I'll tell you, I wrote to her daughter and I said, whenever I even consider complaining about anything, I think of Ann and how she would get over here, drive the car, walk through this place. And it was tough for her toward the end just to even walk and get into this studio, write out all of her scripts and prepare for her show. And the love that she had for that show was something. So, yeah, the force that she was will surely be missed.
That's Dr. J. Bradley Minnick, host of Arts and Letters here on KUAR, as we pay tribute to Ann Nicholson, again, who died yesterday, will definitely be missed. Brad, thanks very much.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.